dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get on the bus here. Move it. Get up there. Kyle, 1, 2, 5, 7. Move it or lose it. Get on the bus.
Hi, Miss Vaughn. Nice to see you. That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace. I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh? Huh? Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Uh-huh. Is everybody happy?
Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, no.
Caution. Retards in area. The Don and Mike Show.
He's mentally retarded.
Here we are.
Here we go. Hi, everybody.
Let me see.
I mentioned naked women wrestling.
Yes, you did.
And you might remember from the old WWF, Jimmy Hart. Mouth of the South.
Oh, the blonde guy.
He's now involved in the...
Or was he a black-haired guy? I forgot.
He's a slicky boy. He's got dark hair.
Dark hair, and he was always with some blonde guy. I forgot who that was.
Anyway, here's Jimmy Hart, and Jenna, and they are from Naked Women's Wrestling League, www.nwwl.com. Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Jimmy, are you there?
Yes, sir. My new tag team, Baby Don and Mike. This is awesome, man. How you guys doing?
Jimmy, who's that blonde guy you used to fight with all the time?
Oh, my gosh. You name it. We've been there for so many years. You know, of course, started in Memphis, Tennessee many, many years ago, probably before you guys were born.
Yeah.
Part of a group called the Gentries. We had a million-seller record called Keep On Dancing, and then I got in the crazy world of professional wrestling and started managing Jerry the King Lawler.
Wow.
The next thing, I wound up in the WWE for almost 10 years.
What not?
How did you get into naked women's wrestling? This is something that we are really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I've done so many great things in my lifetime. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than to be good. And all of a sudden, I had a phone call from Toronto, Canada, and these people had called me and said, you know, we're putting something together with Karma Lecter, the WWL. And he said, we're going to go in and we're going to train the ladies and really teach them how to wrestle. And I said, well, who's training them? And they said, we've got a gentleman that trained Edge and Christian and Trish Stratus. So that was interesting because they're the real deal. And all of a sudden, we got out there, and it's the most beautiful girls I've ever seen, and the matches are fabulous.
That's a jackass.
How does one see these wrestling matches?
Well, go ahead, Janae. I'll let you tell them about that, sweetheart.
Yes, Janae.
Hi, Janae. Janae.
Hey there. Hey, we currently are running on in-demand pay-per-view now through June, and if it's not with your local cable schedule, you can just check it. We're going to be coming to every cable channel that is out there.
Janae, you're totally naked when you wrestle?
Well, yes. I'm actually totally naked now. I'm in the bathtub.
Oh, let's give that a round of applause.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, though, you know, we're not some ridiculous cheesecake bouncing around like Girls Gone Wild or anything like that. We are all bitch brawl wrestling women, you know, with NWWL. We really kick some ass.
And are y'all in really, really good shape?
Would you ever give a girl a purple nipple?
Well, purple nipples do happen once in a while because we are nude on the mat, you know. We get raspberries.
We're at the website now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey. So do you pull hair?
Hey.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair pulling, but, you know, I mean, I think, what was it, Josie Ann lost about half her hair in the Naked Revolution.
Oh. Here's a question for you.
Do you have hair in your special place?
I want to invite you guys to come out to the Playboy Mansion and party with me.
Yeah, and
you know
and,
how long we've been trying to get to the Playboy
and
Mansion?
I want to invite you to fly with me on my Gulfstream, and let's go over and get drunk with the Pope.
Hey, no, I'm serious. You can come out and party with me in the grotto. It's Saturday, August 18th, and if you want to go, you can find out about it at hotaugustnights.biz.
Oh, you know what? You just suckered us into a plug.
No, listen, your viewers can come, too, while tickets are available. Hotaugustnights.biz.
Hi, viewers. How you doing?
Quite not.
So what's happening on August 18th at the Grotto?
Well, I'm a celebrity guest, and we're supporting the Breast Cancer Foundation in a huge party. And we're going to be having lots of celebrity guests, models from all over the world, and we're going to be partying in the Grotto.
Partying in the Grotto.
As a woman, when you've been wrestling nude, when you've been nude wrestling, and you mentioned it's not like Girls Gone Wild, it's real fighting. Have you ever been bitch slapped? Have you been cat scratched? Has anyone gone after your most delicate of areas?
You know, the bitches try, right? I mean, you know, I'm undefeated almost 8 years now, and you know, if anyone tried to cat scratch or bitch slap me, they'd be in for a world of hurt. That's
now,
all I gotta say.
Besides you, Janae, who are some of the other lovely ladies in the Naked Women's Wrestling League?
We actually have many ladies in our league from all over the world. The women are at the top of their game. We have women, Canadian women wrestlers. We have women from Cairo, Egypt. We have from women from Japan, France, all over the place.
Are they all pieces of ass like you?
Well, I don't consider us pieces. I mean, we're hot women, but you know,
that's what I mean. it was a compliment.
We kick ass. We kick ass. But yeah, the women. Hey, you can't go out and push your body to the limits like that. Without...
I see in one picture. Have you ever wrestled Ninja Chops?
Yeah, Ninja Chops. I was going to wrestle Ninja Chops in Naked Revolution, but what wound up happening is I fractured my ribs doing flying drop kicks.
Ouch.
So we're saving that for the next pay-per-view.
This is a question for Jimmy. Jimmy, have you ever managed a naked wrestler from long ago named Allie Cunningham?
No. Let me tell you what, I've managed a lot of crazy guys before, but you know, I had the Hart Foundation, the Nasty Boys, and all those guys. But I did manage a girls tag team, but the what called the Glamour Girls.
What
and we
not?
Fought the Jumping Bomb Angels from Japan.
The Glamour Girls.
The Glamour Girls. But, you know, it's pretty cool because one of the girls she forgot to mention was April Hunter, who is the WWL champion right
what,
now.
Not?
And she's the real deal. I mean, she's got the look, she's got the pizzazz, she's got the talk, and she's fabulous. She really is.
Jimmy, here's a question for you, friend. Where's the eroticism? If I'm paying my pay-per-view money, let's face it, I can if I want to watch women fighting, I'll go to a family party. But if I want to see naked women fighting, mm-hmm. I'm going to watch your show, watch your pay-per-view. Where's the eroticism?
The eroticism is simply in women being naked. I mean, we're not, like I said, you know, we're not selling porn. You know, that's not our deal. We sell more sensuality than sex, you know, and there is a huge following for people who want to see, you know, hot, tough women kicking some ass, and doing it naked is just a plus, you know?
Sure, I mean, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm on board with this one.
What if I want to just watch you get into a nice warm bath afterwards?
Well, I don't know.
Janae, could you splash for us again, please?
Yeah.
Hey, that's the main event.
This
really
is the cool
is.
Bath interview here.
Oh, she really is in the tub.
Really in the tub.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
That's great. Jimmy, are you a married guy?
You know what? I've been married so many times, I can't even count them all. But that's why I'm able to run out now and do all this crazy stuff, you know? Matter of fact, I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago, believe this or not, for our USO, at the USO with Laura Bush, Miss USA, Pat Boone, of all people, Tracy Lawrence. So I wish I came by and saw you guys.
Now, Pat Boone certainly wouldn't sign on to the naked wrestling, would he?
He was fat. I'll tell you, he was hilarious. I don't think he would watch that, but I mean, what a great guy he was. He was awesome.
I'd like to see him wrestle naked. That's just my own preference.
I wasn't even aware he was still alive. I didn't know.
No, he's great, guys. I'll tell you, he really is fabulous.
Janae, I tried to play this before, but this is a serious question for you now.
Okay.
Please listen.
Do you have hair in your special place?
I got to play it for you one more time. It's a legit question.
Do you have hair in your special place?
Did you hear that, Janae?
Well, no, I didn't hear it.
Okay, here it is one more time.
Do you have hair in your special place?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh,
I thought gross.
Gross.
Come on. Sorry, I know it's a personal choice.
I know
gross.
It is a personal
choice. Do you like
choice.
Hair?
I like lots of hair. I like a woman to look like Borat down there.
Holy crap.
Exactly.
Okay, how can you find what you're looking for? My God.
Are there any of the wrestlers that would fit Don's criteria for a match?
Any hairy women?
No, we don't have any hairy women, thank God.
You're all smoothies?
I would not allow that. Hair just gets in the way. I mean, come on, we got to have to brush off the mats and all that crap. No.
Janae, this is just a suggestion, though. You might want to throw in perhaps, obviously it's not East Germany anymore, but perhaps some Eastern European woman that might fit the old stereotype, you know, that would come in with a lot of hair, you know, all over the place. Hairy legs, hairy armpits, the whole thing. Might just mix it up a little bit.
Well, you know, we're going to be having that because NWWL is going to be doing something real special. We're going to be broadcasting our women wrestlers from all over the world live soon from NWWL.com. And you'll be able to see the hairy ones, the fat ones, the small ones, all the ones you want.
Oh, there are fat ones.
Well, we're going to have some. We're going to be inviting some women to come down and do our live.
Now, Daddy's excited. Now.
And we're going to teach them how to wrestle.
Now the fat ladies.
Yeah, is that doing it for you?
They got to have hair, right?
the BBWs, I don't know. Do you guys like those kind of women? What?
Fat and hairy.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
Big and beautiful. And incidentally, unshaved.
Oh, that's so nasty, honey.
That's what you like. So natural, honey.
And they can come out to the grotto, too.
I'm serious about that. I want to see you and your viewers out there while tickets are still available. Party with me.
What not?
We'll bring all of our viewers.
All right. The NWW, the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Okay. Got sick of him. I mean, he was nice enough.
Call him back and tell him thank you.
Yeah, call him back, not her back.
You like.
Well, you didn't like her. Had too much of a promotional machine, huh?
Yeah. Well,
she bothered you. She got you angry.
She's a nice hoe. You know, she's selling her.
You got to watch that word. You know, you got to be very careful.
Straight hair, though.
He said nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. It's a very nice hoe.
The Naked Women's Wrestling League.
Anyway,
she sucked us right in with the grotto, didn't she?
Yeah, like we believe that.
Yeah. How many years were we trying to get there? Mr. and Mr. Heavyweight Celebrity. Yeah, we'll be right out there. Who's our connection?
Dick Van Patten.
Mr. Stud.
Will somebody please call back Jimmy Hart and tell him thank you?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
James Hart.
Hello.
Don?
The mouth of the South, right? Now,
that's talking, exactly what he was.
Jimmy Hart. Mouth. I just thought of that now. And I think the guy that he used to be near with the hair, was it Gorgeous George?
Something like that, but it was another guy.
It was like an albino guy.
He
almost,
didn't, you know, he was doing the whole, you know, hey, how you doing? And things, so he didn't give me a straight answer.
Ric Flair?
Might have been Ric Flair.
Yeah, might have been Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Right. Yeah, the Nature Boy.
It's a gay name.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ric Flair.
Gay.
I'm the Nature Boy.
Nature Boy.
Hey, Nature Boy, them French fried potatoes.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don, were you thinking of Bobby Heenan?
Bobby Heenan is the answer.
That's who Mike was thinking.
That is exactly
right. I'm not sure. I know he had a stroke a few years ago. I'm not sure if he's still alive.
Oh, geez. I'm always asking those questions about the guys that passed away. It's always very embarrassing. You know, when I don't remember, I ask about the guys that pass away. You know? That's very frustrating.
Yeah, give me a moment, Mike. We're looking for something now.
Something appropriate.
Who was the guy you just mentioned?
Bobby Heenan.
Amazing grace.
Perhaps no longer with us.
How sweet.
If you know me well, Bobby.
The sound that saved a wretch like me.
Be missed.
Was that one of the good ones or one of the bad ones from American Idol?
He had a good brother.
One of the good ones.
Really?
I won.
Right.
Was lost.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones.
But now I'm found.
This is for who, Mike?
This is for Bobby Heenan. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Was blind.
So long, friend.
But now.
Fairly well.
I see.
Ooh. Don't you remember when that guy was on Idol and Simon says, I just can't seem to find words to criticize you? Oh, that was Melinda Doolittle.
Uh-huh. Utterly horrendous.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's going on there? Hey, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike, you dropped the ball.
What do you mean I dropped the ball?
Jimmy Hart used to manage Tugboat.
Oh, my
God.
Are you kidding? Did he really?
I am so I blew it.
And look at you, so easy for you to open up your jaws of life and scream at this guy when he's talking about your favorite wrestler of all time.
Tugboat, woo! Do you remember that when we went to the wrestling thing? And you could hear Tugboat backstage at the Capitol Center, and he was doing the Tugboat thing. I am so sorry. Jimmy Hart managed Tugboat.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Small world.
God, I got to do my research.
Way back in the day when Bart was a little boy.
Greatest wrestler ever.
Mike was a good Uncle Mike and would go with me to the Cap Center at the time to watch wrestling with Bart, who had to be, what, like 4 or 5 at the time.
The late Glenn Brenner was at that wrestling match.
Wow. Yeah.
Great Channel 9 sportscaster, yeah. Fantastic human being.
And there was this guy, Tugboat.
Tugboat was there.
Who was a...
big fat guy that wore a little hat. He looked like Brutus.
Yeah,
Brutus from Popeye.
Yeah, Wimpy also from Popeye.
Yeah, had the same kind of body top. And really, before the wrestling match even started, backstage you could hear... That was Tugboat, the greatest wrestler ever. They'll never make another one like Tugboat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He also managed for a while, and Heenan's still alive.
Heenan is still alive.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Just can't speak out of one side of his mouth, though.
That's unfortunate.
Amazing grace.
Well...
Bobby the Brain.
Yeah, not so much.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you for that tip in.
He's not like you, Rob. You talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Now they call him Bobby the left side of his brain.
Oh, God.
We're going to hell.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Pack your bag.
Oh, Lord.
Watch out. I'm going to pin you in the mat.
MF. Motor function.
That's right. It's all about that.
He's got him on two wheels.
Well, it's Larry King's 50th anniversary of broadcasting.
It's a nice segue right there.
And we'll have our tribute to Larry in a moment.
That should be fun.
Amazing grace.
Stop that singing. I'm not dead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.